బక్రేశ్వర పండిత్ నెవర్ అలౌడ్ ఎనీబడి టు ఎంటర్. వన్ మహాపురుష సాధి నౌ యూ విల్ బి గివెన్ భాగవత్ నౌ హీ కాల్డ్ yes bhagavat will be given to you. Now you are a bhagavata. First thing is you have committed offense at his feet. Now by his, because Srivasa Pandit is there, now he has accused you. One offense has gone, but still without Vaishnava seva how can you become a Vaishnava? Now you have done Vaishnava seva because you are standing before throughout the day with a stick, go round this great Bhaktaji, Bhakreshwara Pandit. Now you are eligible to read Bhagavata. So he is following that principle now. So, bhayam dityabhi nimesa tasyat, this bhayam or fear won't go. Everybody is upright because yes, plus this Vidyapati says katvasattva anana katvasattva anana mari mari javutva natva abhyavasana bhane Vidyapati sesa samana bhayo tu abhinu gati nahi aara navu aise tu abhinu gati nahi there is no protection for me except you. You should protect me. Because about the Lord, Supreme Lord, many chaturmukhas, four heads, six heads, eight heads, 100 heads, 1,000 heads have come and gone. Nobody knows about him. So now I have Agha Janamaham, I know Nidabasi. Half of the life went on sleeping. A remaining half I have enjoyed world. Now the last days are coming. I am very much afraid of it. Sir, oh Lord, you should save me. I won't find anybody except you. That nirveda must come to a person to have the glance of bhakti. Nirveda must be there. But Nirveda, just like Kapila Acharya in the third canto, Kapila Acharya was teaching to his mother Devahuti. When the boy in the womb, after 7th month, he realizes that why have I come to this all round lettering, and mother doesn't know my, if I cry, doesn't know anything. So, oh Lord, I have done so much offense that I have come to this womb. So please bless me in future. If I go out of this womb, I will never forget you and remember you. That is Nirvedam. That is told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nirvedam, what is that Nirvedam? We have just explained 7 slokams. And those slokams you have to read to get that Nirvedam. Javat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta javata. Matkatha sravana dauva sraddha javan na jayate. We have to do that karma. Because though he doesn't want to do that karma, but karma will force us to do that. We cannot go beyond its limits. We have to follow it. And this karma is so strong. Karma chadaite kahanare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, everybody do sadhana, but he cannot control his past karma. Impossible. That is why that Brahma Sakyat Kriti Nishtayati Vinasa Mayati Vinana Bhogi Apaiti Namaspuranena Tatte Prarabdha Parmeti Viroti Veda. Even jnanis who have that impersonal Godhead. You know about Jnanam. Even they also have to suffer prarabdha. But a bhakta will never suffer, because through Namam he will destroy his past karma. Everything he will destroy. His past karma will be destroyed.
After chanting offense, still he becomes free from karma.
No. Offense, yes, maybe. But offense means he doesn't know what is offense. If you know that, you read the scriptures and know this is offense, that is sin. Difference between sin and offense is different. So, knowing that if he commits, he has to suffer. Just like Indradumna Maharaj, he was just worshipping the Lord. And his Guru Agastya Muni has come with the disciples. He never talked to them, nor he respected them, never received them. Then Agastya Muni said, this fellow is like an elephant. Elephant, he has no brain, brainless fellow. What is he doing? He was doing Bhagavat Aradhana. But he has committed offense at the feet of his Guru. So you must become an elephant. So he became an elephant. These things also happen. And immediately he has taken the birth of an elephant. And he has to fight with that crocodile not 1 year or 2 years, for 1,000 years. It could not come out from that tank outside. That crocodile never allow it. Though thousands of or hundreds of elephants supported this fellow. No. Then at last he became helpless. Oh Lord, I am helpless. But till a man has got that ego, that ahankaram, I. About ahankaram, it is told in Gita. Ahankaram, that I and mine, he should give up. As long as he is powerful, he won't surrender. Then, when it became helpless, then he said, oh Lord, now you should help me. I am helpless. So one must feel that helplessness to come to this surrender. When he will surrender, one feels helplessness. In all his activities, throughout all his activities, he doesn't get any sort of happiness in it. And that will help him to this is called Tabat Karma Nirvedam. This is called Nirvedam. Nirved means helpless. Helpless. I am helpless. So who will help me? Human beings cannot help. Even devatas, gods and demigods cannot help me. Because whatever help we get from them, it disappears. Our suffering will be there. So in this world, the suffering is very strong. In that suffering, we forget ourselves, forget the Supreme Lord. And we think that we are X and Y. Another, bhayam dityabhinivesat. Vidya bhayam dityabhinivesat sat ishatapesha. First fault, first wrong is that he has come away from the lotus feet of the Lord. Then he forgot his own self. Then he thinks that I am X and Y. I belong to this country or that nation or only caste, that caste and this caste. So these things will disappear, tritapam. And as long as these there, he will suffer. Suffering will be there. He will not be happy. Will not be happy. So it is told by even you see many rishis, they are misguided. Nasa vrishi jacca matam na bhinnam. So many rishis, they speak of so many topics. But actually, what is the aim of our life? Where from we have come and where shall we go? According to these munis, they have not given us a perfect idea. Only that you will get in Bhagavatam, nowhere else. Those who never read Bhagavatam, they read so many Puranams. What is that Puranam? This 18 Puranams, Mahapuranams are there. Kanda Puranam, Padma Puranam, and Puranams, lakhs of slokams. So we cannot be happy. Only they misguide us. But here, samadhi, bhakti yogena manasi, samyak pranhiti amale, apasat purusampurnam mayanta tulpat. Only Vyasadeva could realize the truth. At the same time, the light, and little away from the light is darkness. This is Maya. Maya Shakti. Under its influence, all the jivas forget themselves. Paropi manute anartham tatkutam chari paddhate. Though they are beyond that Maya, still they think that we are under Maya. Not Maya, under that ignorance. But they may think that, no, we have got no ignorance. Avidyaya antare vartamana, sayam dhira panditam mannamana, dandam namana parijanti mudha, andhe naiva niyamana jathanta. They are all blind. Those blinders, they want to lead others, they want to see the path to other blinds. So that is both of them will fall. Avidyaya antare vartamana. This avidya, jnanam is completely under the influence of jnan they are. How can they get? Now we are having art. You stay. Take prasadam and go.
We're going to go. We're going to go now because we have some things to do.
You have got some.
Dheere dheere change hota hai.
Hmm.
Hamare swabhav
also depends upon the mercy of the Lord. Because we have surrendered to the Lord. And the Lord is the protector. Rakka Satiti Bishasu Guptripti Varnam Tatha. In Charanagati, 6 Anupadhyasatangalpam Pratikulla Vivarjam Rakka Chati Divinswaso Gautriyatya Varanam Dasa Atma Nikhapakasa. Now in our bhajan we have to apply this. Always. We should not forget this. This Sarvidha Charanagati, 6 types. While doing bhajan, doing any activity, physically or mentally, we must remember these things, whether it is favorable to bhakti or it is not favorable. Of course it is told that Laukiki Vaidiki Bhati Jakriya Kriyate Nene Hari Sevanu Kuleva Sakarja Bhaktimicha. There are certain principles adopted by Veda. And in Dharma Shastras also they speak. And now it should be observed. If not, according to Upadesha Amritam, अत्याहार प्रयासश्च प्रजल्पो नियमाग्रह जनसंग नियमाग्रह नियमम रूल्स वी हैव टू फॉलो एंड एट टाइम्स व्हेन इट गोस अगेंस्ट भक्ति इट कैन बी गिवन अप बट ऑल द टाइम वी शुड नॉट गिव अप दिस rules and regulations, they should be observed. Pare sadhaka, they should be observed. Rakha satyati vishwas. He is my protector, he is my savior. So I always believe my talking, will watching, while doing anything or remembering anything in mind, we have that he is my protector. As you know that Ramanujacharya's guru is Jamunacharya. At first he was a great pandit. He was not a devotee. He was a great pandit. And he convinced the king of that place by his argument. He defeated his opponent, who was the eternal pandit of the king. Now he was staying happily in a luxurious life because he has a kingdom. But he was arrogant and thinks that nobody can able to talk to me because I know all. I can subdue them. So time has come. Then Sivam Mishra, who was his predecessor, the old man, Brahmin, he came to know that this Yamunacharya is fond of some leaf vegetable. That is called alaktasak. Alaktasak. He is very fond of it. So, daily that Brahmin used to bring that leaf vegetable to his cook. There is a cook who used to cook for him. And he used to prepare. For 6 months, he regularly was bringing. After 6 months, he stopped. But one day, no electricity, because he is fond of that leaf vegetable. That was not available. Then he said, yes, today all right, tomorrow. So tomorrow also not. So for 7 days, daily you used to ask, what is fact? What is the fact? Is it not available in the bazaar? No, sir, it is not available in the bazaar. The old Brahmin used to bring it. And he has not come at the last 1 week. So that is not available. Then after 7 days, the Brahmin brought that vegetable. Offered to the cook. The cook prepared and gave it to his master. Then he said, today, how is it has come today? Sir, one Brahman used to give to us 6 months. And for a week he did not come. Perhaps old man, he was not in good condition, health. He has come. Then he asked, why he was bringing? Do you offer money to him? Then, no, sir. He never accepts money he brings. Why? What for? You bring him tomorrow to me. So when he came with when he comes with that vegetable, then his cook took him to Jamunacharya. Jamunacharya asked, what for you are doing this service? I am indebted to you. Why? You seem to be an old man. Pandit Brahmin, and what we are doing this mean job? What for? Do you want money? No, I don't want money. Then why you are bringing it? That one thing, my guru, Natha Muni, has given me the philosophy, blessed me with the Vaishnava philosophy. And that philosophy, after my death, it will be stopped. There is none who can catch that message to the world. How I thought you were the proper person, because you are a king now. So I cannot come to you if I don't frankly say that you do this, you will never do. So in order to convince you, and in order to control you, I have done this. All right, I will listen to your speeches every day, one hour. If you give me 1 hour, so for 1 year, he was very regular in the offering speeches, and he accepted and followed it, because he was a great scholar. He was a great scholar. Then he taught him. It is my grandfather, Natha Muni, was my grandfather. And he has left the gem with you. Now I received the gem. I am indebted to you, sir. Then that Brahmin disappeared. He died. Then at Srirangam, you know Srirangam, there he was made Pitadipati. And he wrote Stotra Ratnam. It is a gem. No such stotra you find anywhere. It needs samandha, relationship, and bhakti, and prema. Three things are established in it. Stotra. Such beautiful stotram he wrote. And that came to light only when his disciple Ramanuja brought this to the public. Because at his old age, he came from Srirangam to where our Ramanuja used to stay.
Kantipuram?
Perambudur is the birthplace of this Lady Bhakta Godadevi. And he is Kanjivaram. Kanjivaram. Vardaraj. Vardaraj. He was worshipping Vardaraj. And one day he came from Srirangam to see his the Ramanuja, but he never met him. From outside he saw him, and he eloquence and explanation about Vedanta he heard, and from a long distance he saw him. Then he wrote this Sotratam on the wall of the temple, the bare temple is there, and he went away. Daily Ramanuja used to come there, offer his service. He used to take water in a pitcher from the well. He used to walk to the well, there are big wells. They can walk and take water. 22 daily pitchers used to carry the water. The Lord. Now, come, Mandakarta like this. See, this Jagannatharya. He wrote Sotratam. In Sotratam, he has mentioned that Amar Jada Chudra Chalamati Asya Prasavabhu Kurtagno Durmani Smarabarabashu Vanchanabara Nisamsa Papista Katanahanito Dukha Jaladhe Aparat Uttirna Pavaparicheyam Charnayu. I am under the influence of Maya. That's all worst qualities I am here. So I want to serve you. How can I serve? How can I serve you? You please bless me, sir. You please give me strength. I cannot control. It is written one slogan, the cancellation by Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote, Naninditam karma tadasti loke sahasrasu jannamaya dehai soham vipaka avasari mukunda krandami sampratyagatim svagri. He says, there is no such worst deed that I have not done. Not once, thousand times do I propose, or I am determined not to commit it again. I do the same thing. So such is my position. And how can I do your service? How can you offer your service to me? So the thousands, oichana karma nahi, paap nahi, jo ham na karinu, sahasra sahasra berinat. This, you see, in sotratrams, all sotratrams, all, each four stanzas were translated to Bengali by Bhakti Manohar Thakur. In Sharanagati, he wrote all this in Sharanagati. And this Sharanagati, whenever our Guru Maharaj, anybody goes to him, he says, you read Sharanagati first. Read Sharanagati. If we read Sharanagati, we can understand what is surrender. This, of course, Rupa Goswami has written Saranagati, or in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or Srimad Bhagavatam, it is written there. But still, he has explained it lucidly about Saranagati in his Totratna. He wrote that Totratna on the walls of the temple. And this Ramanuja daily used to go and take 22 pitchers of water from the well and for the bath of the Lord. And because he was doing that service, because he was ordered to do that, this Jadavacharya, Jadava Prakash, he was a sannyasi. And he was speaking about Vedantam. But Ramanuja never accepted his interpretation. In Kapyasa Sutram, in Vedantam there is an Kapyasa Sutram. Kapi asa means monkeys. This place is called Kapi asa. Asadhatu. But he explained, no sir, that is not compared with the monkey's body or lower portion of the body of monkey. It is explained as Kamala Netra, because Kam water, Pivatichi Kapi. Who? That Kapi means Surya. Kapi, Asadhatu, Vikasanat. So when sun rises, here that lotus flower will blossom. Kapi, after sunrise only, not before sunrise. So it has got link with the sun. Now it is explained in Vedam that Kapyas Sutra means is Padmanetra. But in a such a way he has explained that the Guru became angry. He said, no, this was explained by Shankaracharya. Now you go against him. Sir, I cannot convince myself with that commentary. I want to get a clear-cut notion. So, please excuse me. So, saying he gave certain interpretations about other sutras also. Then Guru thought he must be killed. They made a program to visit Kasi. On the way they have to walk. In the forest they have to walk from Sanjeevaram to Kasi. They have to go once. And while walking, after 1 month travel, one day his disciple Govinda informed Ramanuja that there is a plot to kill you. So what shall I do now? You give the company of your guru and go away. So one day when the Govinda told him, then he went away. In the evening he was walking. Darkness has come. He was alone. He doesn't know day in the forest. So one this tribal family, husband and wife, both were watching. Then he said, they must be walking to some place, so I must follow.